Now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Hungry, girl, I got the lace. Ooh, baby. It is the sounds of Bruno Mars, Anderson Park, and Silk Sonic. This one that is titled Leave the Door Open, bringing us exactly at 16 past the hour, 4 o'clock. And before this one, well, Michael Jackson also came through with a song that is titled Human Nature, one of my current favorites. I think a lot of us are currently, you know, going back, even though I'm not one of those people. I said this last Sunday. I'm not one of those people who is currently listening to Michael Jackson's music because of the movie that is out. Because I've seen that, even if you check the algorithms on social media platforms, you know, on Instagram, on Facebook, it's all about, you know, Michael Jackson, because there's this big movie that is out and, everyone is talking about it. Everyone is posting about it. So everything on social media currently is all about Michael Jackson. But unfortunately, I'm not one of those people. No, I'm not one of those people who just started listening to Michael Jackson because he's currently trending again. No. One thing about me, I've been a very loyal listener. Even right here on the show, we all know that we have been listening to Michael Jackson's sounds, I think, ever since, you know, the start of the crossover, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, we are loyal like that. So today is the first Sunday in the month of May. It's the 3rd of May 2026. We are already in the 5th month in the year 2026. So yeah, it really feels like we are rushing. Like I said, you know, the first 3 months in the year, I was not feeling like the year is really moving fast. I think the only time that I got to realize that the year is really, really moving very fast is when we got in the month of April, and how the month just came and it was gone. It was gone. Bye-bye. Yeah, so that's when I actually realized that, you know, we are actually moving very fast with the year 2026. So a very good afternoon to you once again. I'm in a very subtle mood. I think that's the correct word. Let me Google what subtle means. Let me see if I'm using the correct word. Yes, let me see what it means. Well, sometimes we say, I don't know, but yeah. Let me not use words that are unfamiliar to me, because now I see different means of subtle. And when we talk about behavioral, we would say that you, I don't even know how to explain it, but yeah, I am in a very good mood. Let me just rather put it like that. I'm in a very good mood. I think you can also pick it up from my voice. I'm in a good mood because I really got some good sleep, you know, Friday and yesterday as well as today. I really got some good sleep. I'm one of the advocates of good sleep. I've also been coming on the show and also just urging you guys to make sure that you get enough sleep. You get good sleep, just not enough sleep, but has to be good, deep sleep as well. So I think this is why I'm in a very jolly mood. I really had enough rest this whole weekend, even though other people's weekend started on Thursday and it continues right up until tomorrow. So a lot of people only go back to work on Tuesday, unlike me and my colleagues, my fellow colleagues in this industry who don't have holiday offs. We don't have long weekends. We don't have such things as holidays in this industry. So yeah, I had a very restful weekend, to be honest. I was just indoors, didn't go anywhere, except yesterday I went to town, you know, just to go get a few things that I needed in my household, and that's it. I was back indoors and I really enjoyed my Saturday afternoon just in bed, watching. So yeah, it was a very, very lovely weekend. And I think we are going to have a very good afternoon today, you know, both discussion wise and well, as well as, the music we are going to be listening to. Looking at the fact that we are just opening the month, we are starting off with a new month. Yeah. Am I speaking fast? Sound like I'm speaking very, very fast. Yeah, sometimes it happens when I am really in a lovely or rather jolly mood. So today is actually a Free Press Freedom Day, you know. I'm sure you know that. If you didn't know this, you are welcome. So today is World Press Freedom Day, which is celebrated annually on the 3rd of May. So this annual celebration, it is to highlight, you know, the fundamental principles of press freedom, assess its state globally, and defend media independence. It was proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in 1993. So it marks the anniversary of the Declaration of Windhoek, which called for free, pluralistic, yeah, and independent media. So that is World Press Freedom Day, celebrated annually today, the 3rd of May. And it was proclaimed by the UN General Assembly, that is in 1993. And it marks the anniversary of the Declaration of Windhoek, which called for free, pluralistic and independent media. You know, this Windhoek Declaration, it is something that really moved me in university. I remember there was a module where, you know, we dealt with declarations and stuff like that. And I remember the Declaration of Windhoek was also part of that module. And I think the question also came in the exam. I don't remember if it was the exam or it was, you know, yeah. So I don't know if it was in a test or it was in an exam, but, I remember there was a point where I really didn't understand the Windhoek Declaration. I don't think I even passed that part the first time. But eventually I got to know what it is all about and I made it. So the significance of this day is that the day acts as a crucial reminder to governments of their commitment to press freedom. It also serves as a day to honor journalists who have lost their lives in the line of duty and advocate for the safety of media professionals facing harassment and violence. So the theme for the 2026 celebration is World Press Freedom Day is shaping a future at peace, focusing on the vital role independent journalism plays in maintaining peace, stability, and democracy. So, yeah. So key issues in 2026 is discussion centered on the rising threats to journalism, including technological challenges, AI's impact in misinformation, physical violence, as well as legal harassment of media workers, particularly in conflict zones. So in a nutshell, this is about today, celebration of World Press Freedom Day. It is 25 past the hour of 4 o'clock. Let me also just wish, you know, those who are celebrating their birthdays today, a lovely birthday to them. And also remember that this day only comes once in a year. So do make sure that you really go out and you celebrate, you enjoy, because it is your day, even though it's on, let me not even bother saying it's on a Sunday, because some of you guys, today, I think, is the Saturday, and then tomorrow is going to be the Sunday. So Tuesday is going to be Monday. I know this coming week, a lot of you guys are going to be confused when it comes to the days of the week. It usually happens when you are starting the week in the somewhere in the middle of the week. You are likely to get confused as to which day is this. So I know some of you I'll catch red-handed. I know very well. So we will go for a musical break, and on the other side, we will come get into today's topic. What are we discussing today on the crossover? So do not go anywhere. We are together until the hour of 6 o'clock. So here is Sounds of Toni Braxton on this one that is titled Breathe Again. Breathe again. Breathe again. Never feel your tender kiss again.
And I can't stop thinking about the love that you made for me. And I can't get you out of my head. How in the world would I begin to let you walk right out my life and blow my heart away? And I can't stop caring about the apple of my eye. And I can't stop doing without the center of my life. And I can't get you out of my head. And I know I can't pretend that I won't die if you decide you won't see me again. If I never feel you in my arms again, if I never feel your tender kiss again, if I never
Sundays from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week. You are now listening to the crossover with Abigail.
back on my choices made, thinking about the things I did to make you stay. I wonder sometimes why my love didn't turn to hate, but then I hear the same little voice inside me say,
we continue. It is now 35 minutes into the hour of 4 o'clock. Well, we still have around about an hour and 25 minutes. So that is plenty of time, you know, to enjoy our discussion for today. So today we are going to talk about unnecessary pressure, why we stress ourselves more than we should. That is our topic for this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Unnecessary pressure, why we end up stressing ourselves more than we should. Because many people carry pressure that isn't required, you know. Expectations from society, family, work, or even self-imposed standards. So today we are going to look at how unnecessary pressure shows up in daily life and how it affects decision-making and well-being, and how people can recognize and reduce it without losing ambition or discipline. You know, when we talk about unnecessary pressure, like especially in this time where we are, where we live, it's a lot. It's too much. It's a lot. And I think me and my few friends, we really talk about unnecessary pressure, especially that is brought upon by society, you know, society as well as family. There are a lot of examples we can give when it comes to unnecessary pressure, right? So we will also look at how we can recognize unnecessary pressure and how we can reduce it without losing ambition or discipline. But one thing I can tell you is that if you do not recognize unnecessary pressure, you are going to suffer in life, and you might not even realize that you are suffering, unfortunately. So that is the sad part about, you know, not recognizing pressure, you know, because you don't know what it is. And then you will not even see it. You will not even understand this is it. This is pressure, unfortunately. So what is unnecessary pressure? That is the first point where we're going to start at, or the first discussion that we are going to touch on. So unnecessary pressure is, I don't know, it's like, I feel hot. I'm feeling hot. But then when I switch on the aircon, I kind of like feel cold. I don't know what's going on. But one thing I know is that the thing that I'm putting on, it really kind of like creates a lot of heat on the body. So I'm likely to feel hot. But I don't understand when I'm switching on the aircon and I'm feeling cold. But let me quickly switch on the aircon. Yes. So unnecessary pressure is self-inflicted or external stress, which is caused by unrealistic expectations. You know, perfectionism or comparing your journey to others, which leads to burnout rather than productive motivation. So it often stems from trying to have it all figured out by a certain age, managing people-pleasing tendencies, or feeling that you must constantly be operating at maximum capacity, right? So when we talk about unnecessary pressure, the examples that I can give is perfectionism, social comparison, over-functioning, unrealistic timelines, you know, dwelling on the past, as well as constant agency. So when we talk about perfectionism, we talk about expecting yourself to produce flawless work, you know, which can cause anxiety and procrastination, right? And I think I've been talking about how perfectionism is also something that really plays a lot in a lot of us not achieving things that we want to achieve, us not going for what we want, you know, because you have a fear of failure. Because usually the fear of failure is mostly found in people who are perfectionists. You know, perfectionists really struggle with, you know, going out of their comfort zone, trying to figure it out, because they have this fear of failing. And that fear of failing usually leads to not doing anything, not approaching anything. And also it leads to anxiety as well as procrastination, because you are scared of trying. So now you just keep on procrastinating, pushing the thing, you know, forward and forward and forward until probably you don't even end up doing it. So when we talk about perfectionism as an example of unnecessary pressure, we talk about expecting yourself to produce flawless work, which can cause anxiety and procrastination. When we talk about expecting yourself to produce flawless work, I think the example that I would give is me as a presenter on air, you know. I am not a perfectionist, to be honest. I think you guys have had me laugh at my own mistakes time and time again, because I know that I'm not perfect. When you are speaking English, you are likely to make mistakes. You are likely to mispronounce words. And I think that is one of the major problems I have when it comes to pronouncing English words. I don't know what usually happens, but it's like they usually get stuck somehow on the tongue. So when you're expecting yourself to produce flawless work, imagine from the time that I got on air, which is 4, I put this expectation on myself to say or to think, you know, in the 2 hours that I'm going to be on air, I should not make any mistake at all. I should not make any mistake at all. I must not even laugh. I must not even do this. No, colleagues, you know, you are putting unnecessary pressure on yourself. You see, I'm still even doing mistakes when I am talking about doing mistakes as a norm. So another example of unnecessary pressure is social comparison. You know, comparing your life, your daily life, to the curated, high achieving highlights of others on social media. And one thing that I've said about social media is that you cannot think that when I post a 30-second video, which is so perfect, that to you it might look like I have everything in order, like my life is just everything. No. You cannot think that, to be honest. So people really struggle with social comparison as pressure, because they are comparing their daily life to the curated. When we talk about curated, is that there is no way a person is going to take nice things and post on social media. No, they will curate, whether it's a video, whether it's pictures, into this wonderful, nice thing. So when you see it, you might think, wow, that person has it all. And I'd like to achieve, or I'd like to be where they are. And you don't know where they are at the end of the day. This is a major problem that a lot of people are experiencing when it comes to unnecessary pressure, because they are comparing their daily life to these lifestyles that are put together, you know, high achieving highlights of others on social media. Another example is overfunctioning. You know, taking on emotional burdens, tasks or responsibilities that are not yours to carry. Mm-mm. That, colleagues, is a major, major unnecessary pressure. You know, when you're taking on emotional burdens that have nothing to do with you, all tasks or responsibilities that are not yours to carry. It is not your thing. That is pressure that you are bringing on yourself. Another example is unrealistic timelines. You know, holding yourself to an arbitrary deadline for success. For example, I must be a director by the age of 30. I must be a wife with two kids at least by the age of 25. I must be a CEO by the age of 35. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, unrealistic timelines. If there's anything that I have learned in this life, is that you can plan, but life will decide on what happens or how you get to live that life. I know sometimes we do, we actually do make decisions that sometimes have an impact on our lives. But it's not in most cases where you now have to sit and, you know, set unrealistic timelines to say by the age of 30, I want to be a father to three kids. At age of 35, I want to be a deputy director, or I want to be a director, or I want to be a chief executive officer. It's not necessary. If anything, you are just applying unnecessary pressure on yourself. It also applies to people telling you what you have to be or what you have to do. That is unnecessary pressure as well. You know, another person cannot tell you what to do. Another person cannot tell you that you are too old now, you need to get married. What do they know about you getting old and wanting to get married? What if you don't want to get married? What if your decision is not to get married? What then? You know, or you are too old, you need to have kids already. I've had this, you know, and I always laugh about it. I've had this thing of, you know, apparently as a woman, you need to have kids. I think it's by the age of, is it 35? Yes. You need to have kids by the age of 35. Otherwise, after the age of 35, you will struggle to conceive because, your eggs are lower and whatnot. Stories, I don't understand, you know. And people who usually tell me these things, they really used to make me wonder as to, but who told you I'm going to reach 35 without having a kid? Or who told you I want to have kids? Either way, it's none of your business. So unrealistic timelines is also an example of unnecessary pressure, because some of us, we hold ourselves, you know, to deadlines of success in terms of, I need to get a degree at this age. I need to have a master's. I need to have a PhD at this age. All of those things, they are unnecessary pressure. And also dwelling on the past, you know, carrying guilt for mistakes instead of focusing on learning. And this is why most of us urge people not to judge people based on their past. We are not our past. No. We are not our past. So when you are dwelling on the past, either you are pointing fingers at somebody for things they have done or they did in the past, or you yourself, you are dwelling on the past. You are carrying these mistakes with you wherever you are going, instead of learning from them, you know, taking them as lessons and move forward in life. That is unnecessary pressure. I have come across a lot of people who want to point fingers at people who have outgrown the characteristics they used to have back in the years, you know. They want to point at those people to say, but that person, you know, that person used to sleep in the bar, or that person used to have multiple women, or that person used to do this and this and this. Why are you not talking about that person to say, but this person has really grown in a sense of they used to be this type of person, you know? So dwelling on the past is also unnecessary pressure that some of us really carry with us in our lives. You need to let go. And also constant urgency, you know, treating non-emergency situations as immediate crisis. Colleagues, there are crises. They are there. But you'll find people who just treat anything, any situation as an immediate crisis. And you also just sit there and you wonder as to what is going on. You know, in Afrikaans, they usually say, wat gaan aan? That is why I end with my Afrikaans, you know. So it's really amazing that there are certain people who will treat non-immediate situations or non-emergency situations as if they are immediate crisis. That is honestly unnecessary pressure. So in a nutshell, this is unnecessary pressure as well as examples of pressure. There are many more. They are out there. If you'd like to learn more on examples of unnecessary pressure, you can also just look it up for yourself to see what examples of unnecessary pressure are there, and if maybe one or two of them is something you usually experience within yourself, or maybe there are other people out there who try to impose those examples onto you. So you get to know, because one thing that I said is that when you identify unnecessary pressure and you get to know this is unnecessary pressure, you will be able to be in a position to fight unnecessary pressure and also reduce unnecessary pressure, so you don't lose your ambition as well as your discipline. Because people really are affected by unnecessary pressure, you know, because unnecessary pressure affects them when it comes to decision making and also their well-being. But when you recognize it, best believe me that you are going to be safe. Because these things of people imposing their things onto you, onto us, it is something that you can actually fight and not fall victim for, right? So now we move to the point of looking at what counts as unnecessary pressure versus healthy motivation. That is the next point we are going to be looking at, you know, what counts as unnecessary pressure as well as healthy motivation. So healthy motivation acts as a tailwind that propels you toward a goal with peace, while unnecessary pressure is a weight that drives you with anxiety, you know. So healthy motivation is fueled by purpose and desire, while unnecessary pressure is fueled by fear and social comparison. I hope we are together if you are there. So healthy motivation, let me try to put it in layman. Let me try and see. So healthy motivation basically is something that you do, right? Because there's a need to do it and there's a want to do it. So this is purpose and this is desire. So healthy motivation, I think an example that I would give to healthy motivation is basically you deciding to study towards a certain qualification. Let me say, maybe you already have a certificate or you already have a diploma. Now you decide, okay, you want to upgrade to study a degree. That is driven, or that is fueled by purpose, and it is fueled by desire. Because you have this desire to say, I have a diploma and I would like to earn a degree. That is healthy motivation. Now, when we look at unnecessary pressure, basically unnecessary pressure is weight, right? It's weight that is on your shoulders, and it actually leads to you having anxiety. I think an example that I would give when we talk about unnecessary pressure in this context of healthy motivation versus unnecessary pressure would be to say, you know, unnecessary pressure is fueled by fear and social comparison. Now, because you have been told constantly that you are old enough, you need to have kids. Look at your mates. Look at your peers. They have kids. They are married. Now you feel like there's this weight you are carrying around. You are constantly being, you know, compared to your age mates, to your mates, even people younger than you. They are also now being compared towards you to say, even younger people than you, they are settled. They are married. They have kids. Now you feel like, oh, this social comparison is going to kill me if I don't act on this fear that I have. And then you end up getting married, you end up getting kids, as this is something that you were not prepared for. You struggle, you end up suffering. So in short, that's how I put it in my layman, to also try and make understand other people who might not understand when we talk about healthy motivation acts as a tailwind, you know, that propels. You know, there was somebody who told me that they were listening at some point to my show, but because of the English, they couldn't keep up as to what was being discussed. And that was very unfortunate. I really felt very bad, you know. So I think this is why I remembered when I saw these words, to say, okay, let me put it in a simple context where we can all understand as to what is health motivation, what is unnecessary pressure, or healthy motivation versus unnecessary pressure, or vis-a-vis. So when we talk about healthy motivation, you know, the how we talk about, you know, healthy motivation is driven by why and passion. You do things because you believe in them. Like the example that I gave, you believe in upgrading from the current qualification you have onto the next qualification, because definitely after the diploma is the degree, and after the degree is the honors degree. After the honors degree, we have a master's degree, and after the master's degree, we have a PhD. So healthy motivation is driven by why and passion. When we talk about why, when we talk about passion, we talk about you do things because you believe in them. Healthy motivation is also about focus on progress and process, right? So the example that I gave, honestly speaking, it fits in this explanation that I'm giving now. So when we talk about focus on progress and process, you focus on persistence over time rather than instant results. It empowers and energizes. So it leaves you feeling inspired. It leaves you feeling determined or accomplished, and also flexible and adaptable. So you end up getting your SMART goals. We know SMART. When we talk about SMART, we are talking about specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals that stretch you, but you can adjust them. And also when we talk about health motivation, you know, it offers support. It comes with encouragement, comes with the resources, and also comes with a room to grow. Nice, hey? So when we talk about unnecessary pressure, we talk about you know, it being driven by fear and insecurity. So you feel compelled to act to avoid failure or loss. Just because your neighbor bought a car, you also run to go buy a car. Whilst you don't know what financial situation is your neighbor in, maybe they are in a good financial state to realize, you know what, I can actually get a car and be able to pay these monthly installments. Pardon me. See? Nobody's perfect. So I'm able to pay these monthly installments. I'm going to get myself a car. Now, because you see your neighbor driving a car, what do? You also rush and go get a car. Unnecessary pressure is driven by fear and insecurity. So you feel compelled to act to avoid failure or loss. Unnecessary pressure focuses on perfection or speed. So you fixate on results, often comparing your journey with others' highlights or reels. It suffocates and it drains you. You know, it causes chronic stress, burnout, and emotional exhaustion. And usually unnecessary pressure has rigged and unattainable, let's say, results. You know, you set high expectations that are impossible to meet, creating a sense of being powerless. And also it comes with guilt. It comes with comparison. So it stems from oversharing goals, perfectionism, and self-criticism. So when we talk about the difference between healthy motivation and unnecessary pressure, this is it. So if it makes you better, it's motivation. If it breaks you, it's oppression. You know, motivation says, I can, while pressure screams, I must. You know, I must do this. I must do this. But why must you do that? First of all, why must you do that? So motivation says, I can do this. Why can you do this? Because I want to do this. It is the hour of 5 o'clock. Actually, a minute after the hour of 5 o'clock. We are together, and of course, today we are talking about unnecessary pressure, right? Because a lot of people carry pressure that is not required at all because of expectations from society. You need to get married at a certain age. You need to be employed at a certain age. You need to have kids at a certain age. Or you need to do this course because this is the course that everybody does. You know, expectations from society. Family as well. You need to be sending money back home every month, you know. But do they know that? Are you able to do that? Work. Or even self-imposed standards. I should buy handbags in a certain shop. I will not buy handbags in certain shops because everybody owns those handbags. So I would rather buy handbags in a certain shop. But can you afford those handbags? Self-imposed standards. So basically, this is what we are talking about, because when you recognize unnecessary pressure, you will reduce it without losing ambition or discipline. So we'll go for a musical break. On the other side, we will continue with a few discussion points on this particular point that we are covering today on the first Sunday in the month of April. Yes, Kweria Kandao in my language. So here is the weekend on this one that is titled Out of Time. I will see you shortly. Do not go anywhere. We are together.
Trauma in my life. don't you dare touch that dial. Because like the song says, you are out of time. You're almost there, but don't panic. There's still more music to come before you're completely engulfed.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo duto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshuana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushe indife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora itatu natu bali o itatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM VI.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Stop.
It is the sounds of Janelle Monae as well as Miguel on this one that is titled Prime Time. Yes, baby, it's prime time for our love. Yeah, can't sing to save my life. 16 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, if you just joined in, you are welcome. And today we are talking about something many of us feel but don't always talk about, which is unnecessary pressure. You know, pressure to succeed, pressure to provide, pressure to have your life figured out by a certain age. Sometimes it comes from family, sometimes it comes from work, and sometimes it comes from ourselves, within ourselves. But here is the question: how much of that pressure is usually necessary, and how much of it are we carrying for no reason? Are we pushing ourselves forward, or are we slowly burning out trying to meet expectations that may not even be realistic? So, in a nutshell, that is all about today's conversation, right? Unnecessary pressure. So now we are going to look at what is the impact of unnecessary pressure on our own mental health. You know, unnecessary or excessive pressure, often stemming from unrealistic expectations, perfectionism or societal demands, act as a chronic stressor that can significantly damage mental health. So when the demands placed on an individual consistently exceed their coping resources, it triggers a sustained fight or flight response, leading to a severe emotional, cognitive and behavioral issues. So that is by the Canadian Red Cross, right? So psychological and emotional impact when it comes to unnecessary pressure or excessive pressure is anxiety disorders and chronic worry. Excessive pressure frequently leads to anxiety, panic attacks, as well as persistent fear. It also brings depression and hopelessness. Prolonged unmanaged stress can trigger feelings of worthlessness, self-loathing, and hopelessness. It can also lead to burnout and emotional exhaustion. Pushing beyond limits causes exhaustion. So where the mind shuts down to protect itself, resulting in a loss of interest or pleasure in activities. It also leads to irritability and mood changes. Constant tension lowers frustration thresholds, leading to mood swings, anger, as well as aggression. You know, it also brings cognitive impairment, such as brain fog and concentration issues. High pressure makes it difficult to focus, which results in scattered thinking and reduced productivity. It also leads to memory and decision-making problems. So chronic stress impairs the brain's ability to process new information, which leads to confusion and inability to make choices. It also brings behavioral changes, you know, withdrawal and isolation. Individuals under immense pressure may withdraw from friends, families, as well as support systems. It also leads to substance use and risky behaviors. Because unnecessary pressure increases the likelihood of abusing substances like alcohol, tobacco, or drugs as a coping mechanism. Can also lead to self-care neglect. A decline in personal care and hygiene is common when individuals are overwhelmed. So we also have physical consequences which are brought by unnecessary pressure on our mental well-being. Unnecessary pressure often manifests as physical illnesses, right? Physical illnesses such as sleep disturbances, known as insomnia or constantly feeling tired, chronic pain, frequent headaches, migraines, and also intense muscle tension, for example, in the neck or in the jaw. It can also bring cardiovascular issues, you know, high blood pressure, palpitations, and an increased risk of heart disease. as well as immune system dysfunction. So a weakened immune system makes individuals more susceptible to infections and slower to heal. So there are also specific contexts of unnecessary pressure, such as academic or workplace pressure. So the drive for perfection or intense competition can lead to severe academic burnout, lower motivation, and also career dissatisfaction, and also social and cultural pressure, right? Expectations to fit in, maintain a certain appearance or meet specific milestones can lead to identity suppression, lower self-esteem, and severe anxiety. So this, when we talk about the impact of unnecessary pressure on our mental health, it's these, you know, psychological and emotional impacts, such as anxiety disorders, chronic worry, depression, not having hope, you know, hopelessness, experiencing burnout and emotional exhaustion, you know, being irritated and also having mood changes. Brain fog and concentration issues. You cannot concentrate or focus, and also memory and decision making problems. With withdrawal and isolation, substance use and risky behaviors. Other people, they find themselves, you know, abusing substances such as alcohol, tobacco or drugs just to cope with the unnecessary pressure on their mental well-being. And also the neglect of self-care. You know, other people who experience, or most people experience, unnecessary pressure on, or the impact, yes, the impact of unnecessary pressure on some individuals' mental health leads to a decline in personal care and also hygiene, because they are overwhelmed, right? And also it causes sleep disturbances, chronic pain, cardiovascular issues, as well as immune system dysfunction. So this is it when we talk about the impact of unnecessary pressure on mental health. Now we look at, are young people facing more pressure today than previous generations? I'm sure other people have asked this question either, you know, out, or they just thought about it when they were experiencing some sort of pressure. I'm sure they asked. I've also seen it, you know, either as a meme on social media or literally somebody asking that question, as to say, are young people facing more pressure today than previous generations? I think was it the other day when teachers got paid? You know, somebody posted something in the line of, is this really the same salary that our parents used to get, where they would have a car, where they would have a Cressida, where they would have a house, a Cressida, two wives, 10 side chicks, and also a bunch of cousins on top of siblings that they are raising in one household? So the question is, are young people facing more pressure today than previous generations? And the answer is yes, because research indicates young people face higher pressure today than previous generations, largely driven by intense academic expectations, you know, social media, induced anxiety, and also economic uncertainty. So studies show that 59% of youth feel more pressure to succeed than their parents did, with 63% of 15-year-olds reporting high school pressure. So the key drivers of this increased pressure include academic and future pressure. Students face higher expectations for perfect grades and CV building, extracurriculars, right? And also social media impact. Constant connectivity fosters unrealistic standards, which can lead to self-comparison and constant anxiety. And also mental health crisis. Generation Z reports higher anxiety, with 75% of Gen Z employees reporting having left jobs, partly for mental health reasons. And also delayed adulthood, you know, the transition to adulthood is longer and less certain due to economic factors. And honestly, it's true. If you look at how the transition from adulthood really takes in this time and age, it's really longer. You know, there are times when I really sit and I deny the fact that I'm an adult. There is no way. And usually even when people ask me about having kids, I tell them, why should I have kids when I'm still a kid? So delayed adulthood is a real thing. It's real, to be honest. You know, the transition from being this young person, this child, this little person to an adulthood is now longer. And this is caused by two economic factors. There are certain economic factors that do play a role to this.
Tune in every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week.
Apologies, I got interrupted. So I was talking about, you know, delayed adulthood that a lot of us are experiencing like now. I think I'm also one of the people who is really experiencing delayed adulthood. Like I gave an example of when people ask me, why am I not having kids yet? I usually answer them, why must I have kids if I'm also a kid myself? You know, but if I have to tell you how old I am, you would laugh at that. So basically, delayed adulthood is also a key driver of increased pressure, right? And also lowered social support. Adolescents, you know, especially girls, feels less support from families and peers compared to past years. And that is the honest truth, to be honest. You know, back in the years, I feel like young girls and girls, they really used to get support, you know, from families. But now when you look now, they don't care. Both male child and female child, just the same WhatsApp group. You are just treated the same, unfortunately. So, yeah. So this is what we are talking about when we say young people. Are young people facing more pressure today than previous generations? And I think we can also just see it ourselves. When you look at how you grew up, you know, how life was back then, you hear stories of our parents used to buy houses at 100 Namibian dollars. You are like, what? Yeah, but I also understand that $100 back in the years was a lot of money. That was a lot of money. I remember back in the days, if you were given a $10, I think to now, if you compare that $10 to now, it might be $1,000 because you would buy a lot of things in a $10 compared to now. Now, if you have to give me a $10, I'll ask you, what am I buying in a $10? I can't even buy a loaf of bread. I can't even buy, you know, a cool drink, a small cool drink. I can't. Everything is above $10. So yeah, young people nowadays are facing more pressure, compared to previous generations. You know, previous generations, they really lived life, they enjoyed. So it's a crazy world. It is. And also now we look at, signs that you are putting unnecessary pressure on yourself. Like I said, some of us, we really impose this unnecessary pressure. We don't even need people outside to come do it for us. No. Just us ourselves, we do it. You know? So signs of excessive self-pressure include chronic exhaustion, perfectionism, constant anxiety, and physical symptoms like headaches or stomach aches. So you might overanalyze mistakes, feel guilty when resting, and experience paralysis by analysis. making simple tasks feel overwhelming. So these behaviors stem from unrealistic expectations and constant self-criticism. So common signs of excessive self-pressure are perfectionism and fear of failure. I say this. So believing anything less than perfect is a failure, which leads to intense anxiety, constant exhaustion and burnout. You are always feeling tired, you know. You are consistently feeling tired, overwhelmed, or running on fumes, you know. Sorry for that. I just happened to sneeze a few seconds ago. And also negative self-talk and high self-criticism. These are also signs of you putting unnecessary pressure on yourself. You know, you harshly criticize yourself for mistakes and setting impossibly high standards. And also neglecting self-care and rest. Viewing rest as laziness. Skipping breaks and deprioritizing your own health needs. Yeah, I think somebody needs to show this to my parents, because one thing I've realized, I don't know if other black kids also experience this. I'm talking on behalf of the black kids. Having grown with black parents, they have this thing of viewing rest as laziness. Like they just don't want you, they don't want to see you sitting. They don't want to see you seated and relaxing. They will just feel a need to call you out and just send you randomly unnecessary things, even things they can just stand up and do. They will just send you. So there are people who actually still believe in the fact that when you are resting, you are lazy. So you shouldn't rest. The only time you are going to rest is when you go to bed after the sun has set and you go sleep. That is the only time you should rest. Crazy, right? And also another sign is overanalyzing past events, replaying conversations and obsessing over perceived embarrassing or awkward moments. You are putting pressure on yourself. Life goes on. Whether something happened, you need to leave it where it happened in the past, and you move on with life. There is also physical warning signs, you know, experiencing tension, headaches, muscle tightness, especially in the shoulder or back, and also stomach issues or trouble sleeping. Usually when I am having trouble sleeping, I know something is up. Unless if it's that time of the month, because I don't know. Now towards the end of my cycle, I usually experience insomnia. Yeah. I don't know what is happening, or maybe it's age, it's coming with age, I don't know, but I've realized that towards the end of my cycle, I'm now experiencing sleepless nights. Like, I know very well I'm not thinking about anything, I'm not stressed, I'm not depressed, or maybe it's depression. Because usually women, a lot of women, when it's almost that time of the month, they usually get depressed, and depression sometimes can mess up your sleep, so you don't sleep. So apart from that, when I'm experiencing trouble sleeping, it could be that maybe something is troubling me, then I can't sleep. Another sign is neglecting joy. You know, when you are really smiling or finding that you have stopped enjoying your hobbies or life. That is you actually putting unnecessary pressure on yourself, unfortunately. So we need to do away with putting unnecessary pressure on ourselves. We already live amongst people who enjoy putting pressure on us. So we need to do away with that. So we will go for a musical break, and on the other side, we will come wrap up the conversation, which is ways on how you can, you know, get rid of unnecessary pressure. So do not go anywhere. Here is the sounds of Yuna as well as Asha on one of my favs, which is titled Crush. Let me dedicate this one to my crush. That's if he's listening. Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. Been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. The risk that I'm taking. I'm never gonna shut you out.
It has no hiding place. It's not something you can. just put away. It's always there inside of you. And it shows in everything you do. Sometimes it hurts to love so bad. When you know you've given it your best. Sometimes it hurts to even lay. You feel a thousand. Too much, and it hurts like hell. That's the way you feel. Oh.
I think this is one of the women, one of women with powerful voices that I happened to discover so late in my life. Sounds of Aretha Franklin, It Hurts Like Hell, you know, bringing us exactly to 12 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. So we have 12 minutes until our show comes to an end. So Aretha has a very powerful, powerful voice. I used to hear Tyler Perry as Madea in his movies, talking about Aretha. Like, do you know Aretha? Like, this outfit was given to me by Aretha, but I don't know. It just never clicked my mind to try and listen to any one of her songs, right? Until this other day, I think it should be this song. Yes. And I was listening to it. I was like, who is that? And when I looked, it was Aretha Franklin. So, yeah, very, very powerful vocals. So now we finish off our conversation with ways to reduce pressure without becoming complacent. Reducing pressure without becoming complacent requires shifting from reactive panic to proactive management. Maintaining high standards and motivation while removing the excess stress, you know, that leads to burnout. So the goal is to cultivate a state of relaxed intensity, where you remain engaged and driven, but not overwhelmed. So ways on how to achieve this balance. The first thing is to optimize your mindset and focus. Focus on process over outcome. Instead of stressing over a massive final result, for example, I must get this promotion. Focus on the daily actions required to get there. For example, I will improve one process today. So own your best by setting daily goals. combat complacency by setting 1 to 3 small actionable goals every day. So this keeps you moving forward without overwhelming yourself with a massive to-do list. Adopt calm over tough. Mentally tough people often burn out. Mentally flexible people thrive by reducing internal pressure, such as changing "I must" to "I have an opportunity to." Identify what you can control. Reduce pressure by letting go of uncontrollables, other people's reactions, you know, market shifts, and focus entirely on your own actions, reactions, and preparation. The second one is strategic production. Prioritize ruthlessly. Not all tasks are created equal. Yeah, not all tasks are created equal. So you need to identify what is urgent versus what is important, allowing you to focus on high impact work while letting lower priority items wait. So use time blocking, you know, allocate the specific uninterrupted time slots for deep work. This reduces pressure by breaking the day into manageable chunks, preventing the feeling of being overwhelmed, and also break down large projects and delegate or ask help where necessary. The third one is maintain high standards. Never stop learning and also seek regular feedback. Find a challenge buddy who is going to collaborate with you to hold you and that person accountable for reaching new goals rather than settling for current standards. And then the fourth one is sustainable daily habits. Practice active relaxation as well as deep breathing to reset. When you are feeling overwhelmed, you can use a deep, slow breathing to psychologically lower your blood pressure as well as your heart rate. So the fifth one is to reframe comfort. Comfort is not laziness. So when you allow yourself to be comfortable and enjoy the present moment without guilt is necessary break. So not a sign of losing your edge. And also you can change your routine to prevent complacency from setting in. Intentionally change your routine. Take a different route, change your workspace, or work on a new type of project. So when you implement these few strategies, you can reduce the toxic, unproductive pressure that causes burnout while keeping the healthy hunger that leads to growth. So in a nutshell, this is all about today's discussion. It is now 6 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. I guess this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. But before I do that, I'd like to end in this way, you know, with a few words. Yes. So I'd like to end today's show with a few words. It was a very, very lovely topic. So as we wrap up today's conversation, one thing is clear. Pressure is part of life, but unnecessary pressure doesn't have to be. Not every expectation placed on you is yours to carry. And not every timeline you see around you is meant for your life. It's okay to move at your own pace. It's okay to say no. And it's okay to choose peace over pressure. Take a moment this week to ask yourself, is this pressure helping me grow or is it weighing me down? So thank you for tuning in and, you know, for listening as well. Until next time, take care of yourself. So next Sunday is going to be the 10th. Yeah, it's going to be the 10th of May. One thing that I learned is that when a month starts off on a Friday, when the first of a month is on a Friday, usually that month always has Friday 15th. Yes. Always, always when a month starts off on the first, on a Friday, that month is going to have a Friday 15th. So from me, Abigail, it is adios. Enjoy your holiday tomorrow. I know a lot of you guys are on holiday tomorrow, except some of us. And I will see you next Sunday, the 10th of May. Take care. Please do not do things that are going to tire you for the coming week that is starting on Tuesday for most of you. Leaving you with the sounds of Phil Collins' True Colors. Gonna see your true colors shining through. Bye.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. You with the sun. Don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it.
The darkness inside you makes you feel
so small.
And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful. Oh, like a rainbow. I saw you laughing when this world makes you crazy. And you're taking all you can bear. Just call me up because you know I'll be there. And see your true colors shining through you. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show. True colors, beautiful, oh, like a rainbow. Show me your rainbow.
True colors shine.